This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I wonder if you've heard the name Clyde Naramore. Dr. Naramore, who died in 2015, was a Christian author and psychologist. He made a big impact with his teaching and counselling skills and was the pioneer in Christian psychology in the United States. And one of his successful books was called, one of them was called Every Person is Worth Understanding. That caught my eye, and it's true, everyone, no matter what their cultural background, has different opinions, habits and ways of life. We're all different, but that's what makes life so interesting. No two people in the world are the same. But it's true that every person you meet is worth understanding. It was Harper Lee who famously said, "You never will understand a person until you consider things from his point of view, until you climb inside his skin and walk around in it." Now, wouldn't it make such a big difference if we thought about that more often, if we took that statement seriously? And if we did, there would be no more hatred. It was like Tennessee Williams who said, "Hate is a feeling that can only exist where there is no understanding." And that's a true statement. If you truly understand someone, you will not be able to hate that person. It was like Abraham Lincoln who said one day, "I don't like that man. I've got to get to know him better." But from a Christian perspective, there is a more powerful reason to think about others. It's true, every person is worth understanding, because it's what God really wants us to do. The Bible clearly says we are to love others as much as we love ourselves. In fact, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, it says, "Whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them." Do you want others to take time to hear what you're saying? What about wanting others to understand where you're coming from? You know, I hear people say, "You don't really know where I'm coming from." Do you appreciate when people write you off because they don't understand really what you're saying? That can be particularly upsetting and annoying. I've had that happen to me. Let's treat our neighbour the way that we want to be treated. Let's try to understand where they're coming from. If for no other reason, then that's really what we wish others would do for us. And this is not new. It doesn't mean that you've got to accept their position as being correct. It doesn't mean you have to agree with them. It doesn't even mean that you can't try to change their mind. But what it does mean is that you recognize that if you don't love them, what's the point? You can't even understand them. Strive to understand before you strive to be understood. How often have you argued with another person because you haven't taken the time to understand them? Clyde Naramore, that I mentioned, knew what he was talking about. He believed, and he took the time, spent his lifetime caring for people, counselling people, that every person is worth understanding. So take the time and trouble to get to know others before you do make a judgment about them, because it could well be a wrong judgment that you make. Do you really understand the joys and sorrows that people go through? And we sometimes talk about walking a mile in another man's shoes. Well, God has made us unique with our own personality, and some of us need a little more empathy. That's caring about others. It's reaching out to other people. It's not really sympathy. George Orwell is an inspiring model. After several years as a colonial police officer in British Burma back in the 1920s, George Orwell returned to Britain. He wanted to discover what life was like for those living in the what they called the social margins. He said, "I want to submerge myself to get right down among the oppressed." So he dressed up as a tramp and with his shoddy shoes and old coat, and he lived in the streets of East London with the beggars. And the result recorded in his book, Down and Out in Paris and London. And this completely changed his belief and his priorities. He not only recognised that homeless people are not drunken scoundrels, he developed new friendships based on the fact that everyone is equal. And it made some good literary material for him as well. It was the greatest travel experience of his life. And he realized that empathy doesn't just make you good. It's good for you as well. Lord, help us, Lord, to understand. You made us, created us, and that you do say every person is worth understanding. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.